We've made contact with Siyabulela Makhunga, who is the Competition Commission spokesperson, to try and understand, how to approach this subject. A very good morning to you. How are you?
A very good morning, and thank you for having us. I'm good. How are you?
I am good, thank you. But it's becoming more and more difficult because, first of all, what reach does the Competition Commission have when a digital environment might be based overseas, based locally? It's a very, very strange area, I would imagine, to try and wade through.
And how we thought we should resolve this as a commission was to have a frank engagement with the industry role players, with the members of the public. And this is a debate that is not only taking place in South Africa, but the world over. And obviously, the manner in which we have handled the matter was, firstly, we have basically released a strategy document in how best we see engagement with industry. Obviously, we have to have conversations with the big player in this sector. But also, it was important that we initiate a market inquiry so as to better understand how this area of the economy works, how does it function, and whether or not there should be concerns on anti-competitiveness in terms of how the players really role in the space.
So to me it makes perfect sense is to bring the role players together to try and understand how best to do this. What's interesting to me as well is you're saying obviously everywhere around the world is grappling with the same thing. Do you think we'll reach some kind of, is the goal to reach some form of universal understanding and approach to the digital economy?
It is a goal to reach a universal understanding, simple because we all know that we have been compelled by the advent of COVID-19 to basically expedite our implementation of the 4IR. And I don't think all of us were ready to deal with e-commerce, to deal with how digital markets operate. So it was necessary that indeed players across the world do find some common ground and make a decision whether or not there should be a regulatory framework which is going to be fair to consumers, which is going to be fair to the industry players themselves.
Absolutely, because the idea is not to crush the economy, but actually to allow growth. And because unfair competition or competitive behavior does crush an economy. So the idea is to try and provide a fertile environment for people to thrive.
Most certainly. Our main goal really is to build an inclusive economy, which obviously would benefit South Africans across the board. We are of the view that we need to have an economy that is open to all, and hence one of our focus will be to understand whether there are any market features which can give rise to discriminatory or exploitative treatment of business users. And this to us should be a question that we're able to answer so as to make sure that the economy is open to even the small players in the digital sector.
Yeah, and I think that, so what is the process? What is the process now? You're opening this up, you're asking for comments, where does it go from there?
What's going to happen is that within 18 months, the commission will release a report, but obviously part of us engaging the stakeholders, there will be public hearing, there will be submissions that are made by industry role players, so as to help the commission better understand how the sector operates. And there's a panel that the commissioner has put in place, which is led by one of the best economists this country can produce, Mr. James Hodge, together with Ms. Doris Pepe, who obviously commands, an extensive experience in the area of e-commerce and tax law. And these are specialists that we hope that they would really help us come up with a report that will come up with recommendations to the industry as well as the Minister of Trade, Industry and Competition, for which we believe that all role players would rally behind such recommendations.